Time for another Taco Tuesday here on Q92. As we head into a brand new month, we have with us Amber Boyens, registered dietitian and nutritionist with Immunutrition and the Madison Healthcare Services. And she is a wealth of information. How are you doing, Amber?
Thank you. I'm good. How are you?
I'm good.
Good.
How's July going for you so far?
Great.
Yeah,
great. Yes. It's warm. It's not raining.
Lots of activities going on.
That's right.
Coming up. So it'll be
so much coming up. And some very exciting things coming up for Immunutrition and MHS and all of that. So make sure you're listening next week because we're going to have the announcement of a fun new program.
All right. Sounds good.
Yeah.
Well, of course, this time of the year, everybody starts, especially with the 4th of July and everything now, people start thinking about grilling.
Yeah.
And you're going to talk about some healthy options for grilling today.
I thought we could. This is a nice time to do it. End of the week is 4th of July. People tend to gather and get together and break out those grills if they haven't yet this year.
Right.
So I thought we could talk about ways that we can make those experiences just a little more nourishing. And I promise I'm not taking away your favorite foods.
Okay. I can still have a hot dog.
You can have your hot dog. Have it and enjoy it. In fact, Americans eat 150 million hot dogs just on the 4th of July.
That's a lot of hot dogs.
That is a lot of hot dogs. So.
All right. Well, lay it on us.
That's right. You can still have your hot dog, but let's chat just a little bit about some things to maybe have on the side. So some people love to grill veggies, and that can be a great option. And we're going to talk about a couple of sides that you can do. But let's talk just a little bit about those kind of proteins that we typically put on. So since we already started talking about hot dogs, brats, burgers, those are probably kind of our main things that people put on the grill. And then our sides tend to be the potato salads, the chips, the baked beans, dessert. And I'm also not going to take away your dessert. And then sometimes we throw in some watermelon or corn on the cob or something like that. So we do have some whole foods that naturally find their way into our 4th of July celebrations. But a lot of what we eat tends to be things that are just a little bit less nourishing, tend to be pretty rich in salt, tend to be pretty rich in more processing, maybe some added sugar. But there's lots and lots of ways we can add flavor with just little tiny adjustments. So one of my favorites, and we've talked a little bit about some of these in different ways, but is adding a fruit or a veggie kind of salsa to some of our protein options. So there's lots of different ones we can throw in. Certainly just our tomato salsas, like a fresh tomato salsa. Lots of people have fresh tomatoes if you've got them coming up in your garden already. That can be a great way to use those. You can add those, you know, as you're finishing cooking or once you've got that finished piece of meat on the grill. Have you ever eaten jicama?
No, you've talked about it on your show before, but I don't know what it is.
So jicama is a fun little veggie. It's a root vegetable, and it's got a nice, refreshing crunch to it.
Jicama?
Jicama.
Oh, jicama.
Jicama.
Okay,
jicama. Starts with a J, though. Okay. J-I-C-A-M-A.
But it's not jicama.
It is not jicama, okay. Although Kyle, my husband, and a grocery store attendant looked for a very long time when we lived in the cities for jicama. No, it is jicama. But jicama cherry salsa is a great option. Pineapple jicama salsa is a great option. So if you want to try jicama this year, making those salsas, and you can either eat them with chips if you like it that way, or you can put them on a pork chop, on a chicken breast, on grilled fish. Any of those are great ways to incorporate those salsas with the things that you're already eating. So it's just putting in that one extra little nourishing thing on top of what you were already going to have anyway. There's other options too, like a strawberry rhubarb salsa. If you're doing pork chops or a white fish, that would be great with that. A jalapeno bell pepper mango salsa, if you like things that are a little bit spicier, another great option. There's tons and tons and tons of those salsas out there. If you can make it fresh with local ingredients that you grew or that you got at a local farmer's market, wonderful. If it's something you buy in the grocery store, that's fine too. Just pay attention to that food label, how much added sugar is going into it, and try to make your best options. You can certainly just grill veggies. Grilled veggie skewers are great, or putting steak or chicken breast or something with our skewers and grilling the whole meal that way. Adding a little more nourishment to our corn. Corn is great. If you want to grill corn on the cob and have that, that is just fine. But if we put an herb sauce, like a chimichurri sauce or chili lime seasoning or something like that on it, we can get even a touch more nourishment from it. Certainly, our leafy salads are always great to have on the side, but if you want a salad that's a little bit more adventurous, we'll say, you could do something like a fresh peach caprese salad. So it's got tomatoes, it's got some cheese, it's got peaches, balsamic, or a grilled cucumber with mint and feta. Do you like feta cheese? Have you had feta cheese?
I'm not sure. Probably.
It's delicious. It's a little saltier. I've been to your house. So those can be great things to add in too, and they really add a lot of beauty to your plate too. A lot of the things we eat on the 4th of July, other than sweets, don't have a ton of color, other than maybe a fruit salad. So that can be a great way to add a little color to your plate too. Now, those protein sources, if you want to have your brat, if you want to have your hot dog, if you want to have a regular burger, great. Have those things and enjoy them. But if you like other things like turkey burgers or grilled chicken or salmon or grilled shrimp, those are great ways to get a little bit leaner protein sources in. Since we've talked before, our goal is to limit our processed meats and our red meats. We don't have to avoid them completely, though. So if this is a time of year that you really enjoy having those, it's just fine. We could also throw some portobello mushrooms on there, do mushroom burgers. We can do black bean burgers.
Oh, I'm getting hungry.
It doesn't have to be in place of the meat. It can be in addition to that meat, right?
No, that's what I'm thinking about, throwing the mushrooms on top of the hamburger.
That is great.
That'd be something different, not for me.
It'd be wonderful. Yeah, and tasty, right? Something that you look forward to eating.
That's right.
Absolutely. Marinades, where we're using citrus, vinegars, herbs, rosemary, thyme, oregano, sage, garlic, shallots, or onion, all extremely nourishing and provide a lot of extra flavor if we're putting things on the grill. Now, I do want to touch on what's in our cups when we're drinking, whatever we're drinking this weekend. Beer sales do jump about 30% this week, statistically. Again, I'm not telling you not to have your beer if that's what you're looking forward to. If you do, do it safely and don't drive, right? Little PSA there. But this can be a great time to try some of those infused waters that we've talked about before, having sparkling water with frozen berries, iced tea or sun tea, adding a little bit of lemon and honey to it, a strawberry basil lemonade. That is a great option. It's delicious. You can use your fresh herbs. You can pick some fresh strawberries still this time of year. A cucumber mint lemonade is another great option. Those are both extremely refreshing and come with nutritional benefit. And even if you want to have some kind of a drink or a cocktail and you're feeling like you want to try something new, I have a recipe for a blended cucumber gin cocktail. So if you guys are looking for some maybe more nourishing options, you are always welcome to reach out to me, and I'm happy to put that together. Because alcohol and heat, and I think it's supposed to be warm at the end of this week, can lead to dehydration even faster. So making sure that we're sipping on things and drinking things throughout the day that give us that hydration back. The waters, the teas, the lemonades are great choices. So again, it's not about giving anything up, but just thinking about what you can add to your holiday celebration this weekend. If you're going to a grill out, if you're going camping, whatever you might be doing, what little things can you add? Putting them, like making them ahead of time if you are camping or doing picnics, pre-chopping things, keeping them in jars, having a little cooler with hydrating snacks and drinks. Just be prepared going into it.
Now, here's an interesting idea.
Okay, I'm ready.
I was trying to figure out what to do with zucchini anyway, right? I mean, there's...
They grow like wild.
Zucchini hot dog buns.
Look at that.
Look at that. You take the zucchini and you cut it down the middle, lengthwise, and then you put your hot dog in the zucchini and grill it, I guess, and then throw some vegetables in there.
That's a phenomenal idea.
Yeah, so there you go. That's my suggestion here.
I actually really love that one.
That looks pretty good.
We use zucchini boats for making zucchini burrito boats or zucchini tuna salad melts, but this
zucchini isn't all that good, so you know, I don't think, but if you add a little meat to it, it'll be
meat,
much better.
Cheese, yeah. One of those salsas on top, it could be a great option.
Yeah, I like to throw a few chickpeas on my burger too.
Do you? So,
okay. I haven't tried that, maybe I should.
There you go. Yeah, this is a good weekend to do it.
Grilled chickpeas. So anyway, anybody has any questions on the grilling or anything else dealing with nutrition, they can give you a call.
You sure can. You can find me online at immunenutrition.com. That's I-M-U, nutrition.com. On Facebook at Immune Nutrition, or call here to the radio station. You can find me. or call up to the clinic, 598-7551, and you can get me there too.
Very good. We'll see you again next Tuesday for another edition of Taco Tuesday.
Thank you.